Right, you know.
For the last time this evening at Popular Prices, we present The Goon Show.
The Goon Show.
Presenting the siege of Fort Knight.
The scene, a lonely British outpost.
Jack!
Gentlemen, the position I say is desperate. As you know, I am 30,000 miles away in the very liver of Africa.
You mean the heart, sir?
The liver. This place is much further down. Depths of the jungle, the gallant British garrison at Fort Knight are hard pressed by Kurdish tribesmen. And, my dear gentlemen, more Kurds are on their way.
Kurds and way?
Kurds and way. Kurds and...
Do you want a conk,
Punch?
Gentlemen, unless this garrison can be relieved within the next 14 days, Fort Knight is finished.
Can't they hold out for an extra week?
Rubbish. I've never ever heard of a fortnight lasting 3 weeks. I mean, it's all...
I have.
Who is that? Action, action, I call for. Immediate relief.
You mean reinforcements?
No, no, they have all the men they require.
Ammunition, then?
They have plenty.
Provisions?
They've got ample.
They can't live on ample alone.
Worse still, they've nothing to cook it on.
Horrors!
Horrors!
You mean they eat?
Exactly, raw ample, and you know what that means.
Yes, yes, I know. In a matter of days, they'll be struck down at the dreaded Nile again.
Yes. They need cooking equipment.
Gas stove.
They're no good.
Why not?
Within 48 hours, the monsoons will break.
Can't we mend them?
That is not our job. The point is, when it does break...
Yes.
I wish you wouldn't do that.
The monsoons are...
Yes. When it breaks, you see, the river will rise and the fort will be 9 feet underwater.
Dad, what's the answer?
Waterproof underwater gas stoves.
No such thing has been invented.
That is because nobody has made one. But there is one man...
One? Come to think of it, there's quite a few of us.
One man who might be able to help us.
Not Ned Sopkin.
You're dead right, it's not Ned Sopkin. It's Henry Crouch.
Without a moment's delay, I flew over to Australia by submarine. There I found my man.
Around the world on 80 cents, I travelled on.
You
my boots were gone.
Oh, it's a knocky at the wall.
Coming.
Somebody knocking on the knocker with the door.
Yes, coming.
Good evening.
Evening to you all. Evening.
Good evening.
The circus is back. Oh. It's an elephant, Mimi.
I beg your pardon. I'm from the War Office.
No, thank you. We have some.
Mr. Grant, I've made your secret and I'm here on a mission.
Come and join us. Come and join us.
You've got the wrong mission. Now, Mr. Crun, you're the inventor, yes?
Yes.
Then the country needs you. Can you invent a waterproof gas stove within the hour?
A waterproof gas stove? Oh, it's going to be very difficult. Very difficult, you know. You can't get the wood, you know.
You can't get the wood.
Very difficult. Can't get it. Can't
Have you
get
ever built wood. Such a thing before?
Well, in a manner of speaking, no. Can't get the wood, you see. It's all very difficult.
Is there no way?
Oh, yes, definitely. But it will be difficult.
Why?
Because you can't get the wood.
I can get you the wood.
Ah, well, that's going to be very difficult.
Why?
I won't be able to go around saying you can't get the wood anymore.
Good. Now then, you must start immediately. Great heavens. What's that?
That's modern men playing a gas stove.
A gas stove?
Yes, Scottish model, of course.
Oh. But how long would it take you to waterproof one?
Well, that depends on how much you'd be willing to pay.
We'd pay £30,000.
Yeah. There it is. Now, where's the money?
Wait. Is it waterproof?
We'll soon find out about that, sir. Min.
What is it, Cookie?
Min, just get into the gas oven, Min, would you?
Yeah, I've just been in the bar. Okay.
I'll close the cadre door.
Oh. What have you put all these potatoes in with me for, Henry?
Just in case, Min.
In case of what, Henry?
Lunch, Min.
Oh, well, what about the roast, Cocky?
It's already in there, Min.
I can't see it in here anywhere.
I can, Min.
You devil,
you stop burning now. I won't be long. Mr. Seagun, help me throw this into the river to test it.
Right-ho!
One, two, three. Min?
Yes, Henry?
Are the potatoes still dry?
Yes, Henry.
It works, sir. It works. Waterproof.
Brilliant, Mr. Crumb. I'll place an order right away.
Splendid. How many?
One.
One? Oh, dear, it's a lot of work making one. Couldn't you order less?
No, I don't think we could use none.
Pity. I can't get the wood, you see. That's
very well, then. I'll kick the one you just made.
Too late. It's drifting away down the stream.
Curse! You'll have to make another right away. But first, Max Gilray, right lunch, and a bottle!
While Henry Crumb struggled manfully with the making of another waterproof gas stove, Captain Seagoon arrived at the base camp in Africa to arrange the transport of the gas stove with a military band.
Oh, thank heavens I'm cured. Bad news, Seagoon, bad news. This heat here. The doctor said I've got a temperature, but I'm going to carry on.
What is your temperature?
98.4.
But that's normal.
I know, that's why I'm carrying on.
Oh, great work, great work. Now, how are we to get the waterproof gas stove to the garrison? Drop it by helicopter?
Impossible, sir, impossible.
Yes, sir.
The fort is invisible from the air. And worse still.
Yes, yes.
The air is invisible from the fort. Oh!
By road, then?
No road.
Up the river?
No.
Down the river?
No.
Across the river into the trees?
No, no.
Why not?
No trees.
Then across the trees into the river?
No river.
By tram?
Doesn't run.
Why not?
No railway.
Could we build one?
No, the river would wash it away.
You said there was no river.
Ah, it's behind the trees.
But a moment ago you said there weren't any trees either.
Ah, but they've grown since then, you know. They just can't stand still for you, you know. I mean, you naughty man.
You made that up, didn't you?
Yes.
Wait, I remember seeing an armored train back at the depot.
Ah, yes, now that was a dreadful thing. Sabotaged by enemies of the Queen. That train was only armored from the inside.
And what was the idea of it?
We couldn't fire out, but they could fire in.
How is that?
Hey, what? The windows faced inwards. There's only one thing for it.
What?
We must transport the gas stove by electrified Mongolian bagpipes.
What a splendid ardu.
Thank you.
Why didn't we think of that before? Meanwhile, a fortnight.
Meanwhile, back in Australia.
You can't get the wood, you know. You can't get the
wood. Back in Fort Nate.
At the same time with Major Blumock.
We shall have to use electrified Mongolian bagpipes.
Why didn't we think of that before?
Listeners may well remember that they did.
But meanwhile, at Fort Nate.
While back in Australia.
Very difficult, the wood, you know.
While at Fort Nate.
At this very moment in London's West End.
While on the other hand, at Fort Nate. Chapter 2.
Hello?
This is a blood doc.
What?
I give you a warning of flow magnitude. If you proceed with a waterproof glass flow at fortnight, I promise you me that the last disaster. I blow up camp, poison the drinking water, drop the deleted drill bomb, clear the water, the
blood doc.
What is it?
Hang on to this hole a minute.
Right.
Bloody all of you. I kill everything in your body. I put a dynamite in handy. I shall back at the car.
Hello, Blackburn?
Yes?
All right, I've got him.
Splendid. Now get back here right away, will you?
All right.
Crun's just arrived with the waterproof gas stove.
Hurrying overland by sea, Henry Crun and his waterproof gas stove reached base camp disguised as a bale of tobacco.
Mr. Crun, you've arrived at the nicotine!
The parts of the gas stove are all marked and ready for assembly.
Pipe in, gas stove, assemble! Right, Mr. Crun, there it is.
Good, 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 good. Now I'll turn on the gas and set the regulo at 3. Yeah, that's not right, is it? I think I'll try regulo 2. Let's just have a look inside the oven.
The train now standing at platform 3. For Crow, Barclay, Sidley, Lazaro, and Crump.
Pardon me, fellow, but where's the taxi rank?
I'm sorry, I'm a stranger around here.
Oh, indeed. And where do you come from?
Africa.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, would you mind closing that oven door? There's a draft in the waiting room by here, you see.
Yeah. Amazing, isn't it amazing? I think I can see what the trouble is. I had the regular on 5. It should have been on 2. Now, let's see what we get.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I've only got eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky. 'cause I've only got eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here, so am I. Millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from view. Yes, I've only got eyes for you. Apple of my eye. Millions of people pass by, but they all disappear from view. Yes, I've only got eyes for you. Oh, only for you. Yes, 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 for you. I mean you.
Something wrong with the guest over, I think.
Well, we can't waste time like this.
You know a better way to...
We'll have to reassemble the game later on. Right now, we must get out to the fort. There's very little time left. London! We must set off immediately.
You're dead right. We must do it today or we'll never get another chance. Echoes, get this gas stove on your head.
Okay. How far do I have to carry it?
1,000 miles.
How? Have I got to walk all the way?
Of course not. Part of the way, you'll be allowed to run.
What a kind man.
Blundock, we'll have to keep this expedition a closely guarded secret from the Yemeni.
Don't worry. The transport camels.
Yemeni.
Are all expert linguists.
Enemy.
The transport camels are all heavily disguised as men.
And the men?
Heavily disguised as transport camels.
What a brilliant dual conception.
Was you trained by MI5?
Only as a dustman.
So that accounts for everything.
Yes.
Now then, for fortnight. All ready? Thus began a remarkable march of 47 days. And for march to have 47 days is remarkable.
To conserve energy, we marched lying down and only stood up to sleep.
Meanwhile, at fortnight...
Early closing.
That night, amid the sound of jungle drums, we were confronted by a tribe of natives, all in war paint. I knew at once that I was face to face with some strange African customs.
Oh, anything to declare, white man?
Only a waterproof gas stove.
Yum-bum-nub-bum-bum!
Oh!
For that you pay in ivory. Importation of gas stove, you pay 3 elephant tusks.
What, you fiendish customs officer? Where do you expect me to get 3 elephant tusks?
I sell you very cheap.
Oh, what do you want for them?
1 gas stove, waterproof.
What luck, I've got one. Echo?
Oh, yeah.
Give him that waterproof gas stove. Now pick up those 3 tusks.
Okay. Hey, Major.
What?
He's got a waterproof gas stove.
What a bit of luck. Just what we need. I see you there. How much do you want for that waterproof gas stove?
3 elephant tusks.
3? Echoes, how many have you got?
1, 2, 3.
What luck. Pay him and pick up that stove. Oh, now we've got a pair.
Major Blundock! Major Blundock! Yes. News from Fortnite. They can only live on uncooked ample for another hour.
Well, it's 80 miles as the crow flies, and our crow is a sick man, I tell you.
80 miles and all through enemy lines. It means certain death or certain life.
Yes, one of us must volunteer.
That's what I say. One of us must volunteer.
One of us must volunteer.
Good old Echo.
No, bad old Echo.
Brave boy Echo.
No, coward Echo.
You coward.
Oh, I'm a coward.
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 Well, it's no good three cards going.
Mr.
Grant.
Look, we have 1 hour in which to cover 80 miles of the fort. Any suggestions?
Yes, well, we could go by train. What number regular did we turn it to get the railway station?
Number 5.
Ah, that's it there. Well, now, open the oven door.
May not do it while the train is standing at the station. The train is now standing at platform 7 at the gas stove. It is for 4
we're just in time. Everybody get into the gas stove and then bring it in after us. I'll get in first. Come on, Sigun. Echo, hand me in the right side of the stove.
Okay.
Now the left. Now the top and the back. Good, good.
What
the
matter?
Close the oven door from the outside and bring it in after you.
Wait a minute. Close it from the outside and bring it in after me. That would mean climbing through it when it's shut and not opening it till I get through. Oh.
Cackles, what are you waiting for?
I don't know how to do it.
Oh, very well. We'll take the rest of the oven by train, or you can get the oven door and go ahead on foot.
Make up your mind. You want me to go on my head or my foot?
Very good question. Is that all clear?
Yeah, that's all clear.
Right. Swallow this
road
map. Swallow this road map and follow the instructions. Within an hour, we were at the gates of a besieged Fort Knight.
Major Blenlock.
I'll ring.
I'll do the talking. I've got the 11 plus.
Good.
You just look intelligent.
Me? Hey?
Not you.
Oh.
Was that you ringing for?
No, it was the bell. It was the bell. We'd like to speak to the commanding officer of the fort.
I'll just see if he's inside, waiter.
Oh! It's a nice fellow, isn't he?
Yeah.
I wonder whose side he's on.
Pardon me, sir.
Yes?
They're all rather busy at the moment. Perhaps if you could leave your card.
My card? Curse! It's in my other suit. We'll have to come back.
Perhaps you'd like to stay to tea, sir.
Oh, that is kind.
Do come in. You must excuse the confusion. We have the enemies of the Queen here.
Oh, are they stopping here as well?
Yes. It's all very confusing at meal times. Is that the waterproof gas stove we're expecting?
Yes. Could we connect it to the main?
I'm afraid that would serve no purpose, sir.
What do you mean?
The gas was cut off yesterday. A little matter of a quarter in arrears.
Never mind. We mustn't fail now. Eccles, open that brown paper parcel.
Okay. Hello. How are you?
Yes, I've seen the light, Captain. Everybody. I heard you call.
I haven't called yet.
I know, but I'm answering in advance. Strikes answering in advance pose with ears well forward on balls of feet.
Blue bottle, into the gas stove and connect this cylinder of gas up.
I will do that, Captain. Yes, I will. Enters gas stove and assumes crouching position within, as assumed by certain people in Bridge of River Tin. Plane South Londoner next week. Fixes gas cylinder. I say, can you smell gas?
Yes. Can you see the leakage?
No. It's very dark in here.
Well, strike a match.
All right, Captain. Hey, wait a minute. Are you sure this match will not ignite the fatal gas, thereby deading me, as it has on many previous occasions?
Of course not. They're safety matches.
Thank you. Thank you for your words of comfort, Captain. I trust you with my life. I do that, yes. I will strike a match now. Strike safety match for safety. You were waiting for me to get dirty, didn't you? But I'm not going to. This week, Blue Bottle is not going to be dirty, so there!
Postman, it is a brown paper parcel for you, sir.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'll open it. Hello! It's you!
You rotten swine, you! You riddled me! Six among debris for shattered underpants, shredded boots, and 3 1-inch by 1.5-inch lumps ahead.
That's done it.
Compliments of the besieged garrison, sire. Could you make our explosions quieter? We can't hear ourselves fight.
My humblest anthropologies, but the underwater gas tells exploded.
Oh, dear, and I had the Sunday joint already. This will mean surrender to the enemies of the Queen.
Surrender?
Surrender?
Surrender? To the enemies of the Queen?
Yes.
A splendid idea. I'll put on my card, sir.
We must go in there and fight. Give out the swords.
Oh.
Open that gate and we'll charge in. Sir! Wait. There's nobody here.
They've all gone.
And not a soul.
Everyone out.
What a disappointing end to the show.
Yes.
Taxi!
Perhaps listeners will now believe how bad things really are in the old country. Good night. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Seacomb, and Spike Milligan, with the Radio Quartet and Max Gildrey. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan, announcer Wallace Kingsley, the program produced by Charles Chilton.